Americans are less intimate than people in any other country? Well, you'd never know it by TV and the movies, but here's another one. More than 40 million Americans in relationships are not intimate at all. Shocking, huh? Well, Jill Blakely is the co-author of Making Babies, and she's got information on her latest book, How to Get Your Groove Back. Oh, by the way, Jill has been dubbed the fertility goddess. Jill, nice to have you with us on the show.
Mary Jane, it's lovely to be with you. The book is actually called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido, but it is all about how to get your groove back.
Ah, terrific. Sex Again. And why is it American? It seems like maybe the English would be more proper and more real.
Oh, well, I am English, so I agree that you... And I don't think the English are doing much better, to be honest. We live in one of the most sexualized cultures there's ever been, and we are, as you said, bombarded with all this sexual imagery. But it is true that Americans are having less sex than ever before and less sex than people in other countries. And I think to ask you a question why, there are several reasons, but the first is that we're tired. You know, my patients, I'm an acupuncturist and I run a big acupuncture center in New York, and my patients come in and they say, Jill, I'm exhausted. By the time I've put the kids to bed and finished up with my day, I don't even think about sex. And I identify, I'm a working mom, I agree. And then I think we get really stressed, and particularly for women, it's important to have your head in the game in order to enjoy sex. And my patients tell me, Jill, I can't relax. You know, I can't relax enough to enjoy sex. I've got my to-do list in my head and I get distracted and I'm worried in case I haven't bought stuff for the kids' packed lunches and that kind of thing. And then I think the final reason that we're not having sex is that the very thing, that we're bombarded with all this sexual imagery, and that it makes us not feel very good about ourselves, you know, that we see all these photoshopped images and unrealistic in some ways images. And my patients tell me, Joe, I don't like the jiggly bit under my arm or my cellulite. And I think we can all identify with that too. Yeah, and that makes you feel unsexy. And the combination, I think, is getting in the way of people enjoying their sex life.
I don't think we also think very much about this, but it's like sex is a thing that you think of with your brain, too. It's not only with your sexual organ.
Yes. In Sex Again, we spend a lot of time focusing on exercises to help you stay, to help keep your head in the game, to help you stay focused on your physical experiences and to stay present. You know, when your mind wanders, you're either in the past remembering something or you're in the future worrying about something, really. And in order to enjoy sex, you have to be in the present, experiencing what you're experiencing in your body. So we have exercises, for instance, and this is a lovely one for Valentine's Day, really. We have an exercise with chocolate where you let chocolate just melt in your mouth and you just appreciate the sensation of that. And it's designed to just reconnect you to your sensuality and to your body.
Now, define sex, because we always think of sex as you gotta do it. Well, do you have to always do it? I mean, you know, just kind of being together and touching and everything, that's sex too, isn't it?
I think it is, yes, absolutely. I think it's about intimacy. And in fact, it doesn't actually have to be with a partner. We have a whole six-week program in this book for people to reconnect to their own sexuality who are single or, you know, not wanting to do this program with a partner. But we also have a six-week program for couples to do. And some of it is very sexual, you know, it is about sex as you would think of it, but much, much more of it is about massage and touching and exercises and intimacy, which I think is what goes in long-term relationships. For instance, I think one of the first things that goes, Mary Jane, in long-term relationships is kissing.
Yeah.
And I would love to bring kissing back. We have a whole chapter on it, and I say at the beginning of the chapter, if you don't read any other chapter, read this one. Because my patients tell me, they say, look, Joel, you know, by the time I get home, I kiss the dog, I kiss the kids, and then I give my husband a quick peck on the cheek. So we say, look, let's reverse that, and let's make sure that you kiss your partner for, say, longer than it takes to sneeze every day, because kissing sets off chemical reactions in your body that affect your emotions. It decreases the levels of your stress hormone, cortisol. It increases your bonding hormone, oxytocin. So it's actually very good for you. Chemically speaking, it induces relaxation. It's a good thing to do.
It also adds kind of a little squeeze. I mean, hugging is good.
Hugging is very good. And just affection in general. Some couples, though, get into a rut of affection but not sex. And I think one of the things I wanted to say in this book is that your sexual connection is important. It's what bonds you to another human being, that feeling of oneness with them, and that it's worth not letting it go. I base the exercises in this book on some 2,000-year-old Taoist ancient Chinese texts, some of which were found in a temple in China in the 1970s. And as I was reading them, I was looking for information for my patients. And as I was reading them, I realized, and I don't know why I hadn't thought of this before, Mary Jane, but I realized, oh my goodness, sex is the one thing that hasn't changed in 2,000 years.
That's true.
Everything else has changed. Food,
you know,
and clothes.
I think it has changed to a certain extent. I think it's accepted more so. Women at one time, that was a duty instead of a pleasure. I mean, some of that has changed.
Our attitudes to sex may have changed, but actually what people are doing, because there's a limit to what you can do, it's all the same stuff, really. Interestingly enough, 2,000 years ago, when the Taoists were writing about sex, they weren't very judgmental about it, and they weren't very puritanical about it. It was a time when they thought that sex was very life-affirming and actually a spiritual practice. They also believed that sex increased your longevity. So they were actually very open about sex, and sexual repression, I think, came a bit later.
Got it. Now, the other thing, too, is you were talking about the word affection, and I think it's so important to people to have this closeness. Now, I'll give you an example. Are you married?
I am, yes.
How long have you been married?
We've been together about 15 years.
15 years. Do you still hold hands when you go walking together?
We do.
Okay. I've been married 42 years. And, yes, we still hold hands when we walk together.
Yes.
And, you know, that makes it special. That's a relationship that is lasting.
We spend a lot of time in this book talking about relationships for that reason, because, of course, sex isn't just sex. It's your relationship. And in Chinese medicine, we'd say that relationships get out of whack when they get unbalanced, or the connection breaks when we get angry and resentful. And so I focused on those two areas. I think, you know, sometimes people who stop showing each other affection are really angry and resentful underneath, and all of those little hurts and angers build up and end up in a sort of shut-down relationship. And my hope is that this book will free some of that energy.
Sounds cool. Now,
yeah.
You got in one of your tips, it's called Do a Loop. What am I looping?
You're looping your sexual energy. I know, it's actually lovely. We start in the six-week program, we start by teaching people to do a loop on their own and take energy up their spine and then down the front, and then add a little squeeze in the pelvic area so that they concentrate sexual energy back down in that region. And then as the six-week program develops, we teach them to do that with a partner, so that you take energy from your partner, take it down your spine, and run it back up through your partner, and you synchronize your breathing and your little squeezes. And believe it or not, people who get good at looping, some of my patients have got very good at it, report that what it does is it makes sex a much more whole body experience. And much more enjoyable. So it's really worth learning to do.
Now, you also say breathe in and breathe out. Well, I do that normally.
You do. But when you take a very deep breath, right down into your abdomen, you're sending energy downward into your pelvic area, into the area you need to feel energized in order to have sex. And I think, you know, we talked about keeping your head in the game. I think breathing is one of those ways, conscious breathing is one of those ways of staying in your body and out of your head. So I think it's actually very important, and we put some breathing exercises in the book for that reason.
Now, guy tips versus gal tips, are they different?
They are. And in fact, when I got to the end of writing this book, which I wrote really for my female patients to start with, and the men that come to our center see my husband, Noah Rubenstein, who is also an acupuncturist. And when I got to the end of it, Noah read it. He decided to write a guy's point of view at the end of every chapter, because he felt like it was different. And, you know, for instance, the meditation chapter, when he got to the end of that, he said, well, Jill, most guys will think it's insane to meditate for better sex. I'm going to need to write something for the guys. So there is a for the guys section at the end of every chapter, which is specially for the men.
Fantastic. Now, do you have a website?
I do. The website for this book is sexagainprogram.com. And a very cool thing about this website is that if you go and sign up, you can get a free email once a day for 6 weeks from me that will take you through the Sex in Six 6 week program.
Fantastic. And Sex Again, I assume it's available every place, right?
It is. It's all over the place. I keep seeing it in bookstores. It's very fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, in bookstores, can they get an e-book?
Yes, it's available as a digital edition, and it's available at all the online bookstores as well.
Fantastic. Well, Jill, keep up the good work, because I'm telling you, we need all the help we can get.
Thank you so much.
And I hope we'll be able to talk again soon.
That'd be great.
Bye-bye, darling.
Thank you.